may be your answer. With a lifetime fill guarantee and tradability for life, it's a win for everyone. Your account manager.
RDI Diamonds in New York. This is Bob. How can I help you?
Hey, Bob. Mike the Diamond Works.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
All right. Sorry I missed a call yesterday. I haven't meaning to call you for a while, but yeah, I've been a little busy with work, golf, you know.
Yeah. Work? You've been doing much work?
Well, yeah, it's been a busy month for me. And funny, no diamonds, but a lot of custom.
Really?
And then, yeah, and purchases and all. I mean, it's just crazy. And then I started working one day a week at the golf course.
Oh, really?
Which gives me free golf. Yes. Gives me free golf. Yeah, I clean carts, believe it or not.
Oh, what the hell? Why not?
Yeah, you know, it's a little hard work at the moment until we get the carts cleaned up really well because they want to trade them in at the end of the year. So they want to keep them, get them looking pretty good so they get a better value when they turn them back in.
Do they lease them or do they buy them?
They lease these, yeah. But
nice.
Yeah, you know, idiots on the golf course talk to tear them up. I don't know how they get black marks all over the place, but yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It's just people are careless with other people's stuff.
Yep. Yeah. And the golf courses, they're dumb. They don't go after the guys who damage the cart to make them pay for the repair.
Yeah,
you know,
well, I think you should have to, when you rent a cart, you see, the thing is, nobody's seeing anything. So you rent the cart, they just hand you the key, you go out there, you drive it around. When you come back, you just park it someplace and leave it. And nobody's checking it when you bring it back to see if it was damaged or not. And it might not be worth it. It might not be cost-effective to have somebody inspect them when they come back. And taking track of all that, because it's probably manpower to do that and probably not to get a whole lot of money back for it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're short-handed a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Are you playing golf?
Oh, yeah. Twice a week still. I'm off from this year from last year. Last year, I played the best golf of my life. This year, I'm not as good as I was. I don't know if there was any physical reason for it. I think it had to do more with the fact that I my focus is gone. It's not as good as it was. There's times where I just get up and I just swing haphazardly and not even thinking about it. And you know, I have to develop. I'm so much more. You know, I'm more pattern oriented. So I should actually start developing. You know, a setup. You know, like take a swing, address the ball, think it through a little bit, rather than just walk up and hit, which is what I usually do.
Yeah, I think that's my problem. I think I'm thinking too much when I get up to the ball. I mean, I was shooting in the 70s pretty consistent, and my last four rounds have been 81, 83, 84.
Yeah.
Like I think I had an 87 last week. It was unreal.
Yeah.
I just can't get down to hit the ball. I hit it and it goes off to the right, you know, or I come up way short.
Yeah, I'm becoming up shorter this year more too, though. But I should be playing one more club because what I'm trying to do is not swing as hard. So I should have just adjusted. You know, I used to hit my seven like 150, 155 pretty consistently, and I'm probably more like 10 yards short of that now. And because of that, I should be going one more club. And then when I find a hole where I go one more club, but I should have gone one more club anyways because of wind, I'm not making that other adjustment. And so I've come up short. Pros miss on the long side. Amateurs miss on the short side. You know, so.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, isn't it?
It is. And I'd just like to get one really good round in this year. Where I've shot low 40s consistently for nine holes, but I can't back it up with another round like that, you know, high 30s, low 40s.
Oh, yeah, it's like a couple of weeks ago, I shoot 34 on the front.
Holy smokes.
And I'm playing great. And then what I do? Three double bogeys on the back.
Yeah.
And that everything else was pars, but right. three double bogeys. I went, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's just unreal.
Kills a good round. I can't put two sides together at the same time.
Yeah, I've done like, I did a 43-37 the other day. It's just like, gosh.
That's just frustrating. Well, that's the reason why they call it golf, because the other four-letter word, fuck, was already taken.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was hoping to get playing back better because I leave on the 23rd to go to Scotland and playing Carnoustie and all that,
You got a group going?
No, just my brother-in-law who's in Germany.
Yeah.
He's meeting us there, and so he and I are going to go play some golf. And
oh, wow.
Mom, you know, my wives are coming and kids, so we'll do some sightseeing and get to see a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, very good. Right. Well, enjoy your trip, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Yep. I always enjoy talking to you.
You too.
Take care.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.